On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, addressed a great crowd of people in Jerusalem. His message cut them to the heart, and in one day 3,000 people were converted and baptized. These early believers lived in close fellowship. They spent their time learning from the apostles, breaking bread together, and praying. Many signs and wonders were done by the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers had everything in common. They would sell their property and goods to give them to those who were in need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts, and in their homes they shared their meals with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. One day, at 3 in the afternoon, at the time of prayer, Peter and John went up to the temple together. Now a man, crippled from birth, was carried to the temple every day to beg. He sat at the gate called Beautiful, to ask alms from the people going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Taking him by the right hand, Peter helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He leapt to his feet and began to walk. This cripple, who had never been able to stand upright, went with Peter and John into the temple court, walking and jumping and praising God. When the people who were gathered there saw them, they recognized the man as the cripple who sat begging at the gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us, as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Then, as everyone was listening attentively, Peter began to announce Jesus to them. "The God of our fathers," he said, "has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One, and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the Prince of Life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. It is by faith in the name of Jesus that this man, whom you see and know, has been given a complete healing, as you can all see." Then, changing his tone, Peter continued to speak to the crowd. "Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent, then, and turn to God so that your sins may be forgiven, and the times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Jesus must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For God announced through Moses the coming of a great prophet from among your own people, saying, 'You must listen to everything he tells you, and anyone who does not listen to what he says will be destroyed.' Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel onwards have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring all peoples on earth will be blessed.' God sent his servant Jesus to you first to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways." That day many who heard the message put their faith in Christ, and the number of believers grew to about 5,000. Next episode, Peter and John before the Sanhedrin.